Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic episode from the Brainstuff archives. This one was certainly a relief to me. It's about a study that revealed that although good sleep is always important, you can indeed catch up on sleep by sleeping in on your days off. I'll let previous Lauren explain.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Good news for people who use their days off as they are intended, to rest up after a busy week. It turns out those compensatory Z's are far more beneficial than previously thought, according to a Swedish study published in an April 2018 issue of the Journal of Sleep Research. The study looked at more than 43,000 people who participated in the Swedish National March cohort, which began in 1997. Follow-up for every subject continued until they died, moved away, or December 31st, 2010, when the study officially closed. The researchers for the sleep study pulled relevant data from the cohort questionnaire about basic sleep habits, like how many hours approximately participants sleep on a workday night, as well as how many hours they snooze per night on days off of work. Response increments ranged from less than 5 hours to greater than 9 hours. Previous studies have shown that people who consistently sleep too little, a short sleep is defined as 5 hours or less a night, or too much, long sleep is 9 or more hours per night, have higher mortality rates than people who fall into the Goldilocks zone in between, getting just the right amount of sleep every night. However, the authors of this study point out that few, if any, of those studies have asked participants to differentiate between weekday and weekend sleep, which makes a big difference. They wrote in the current study, because there are 5 weekdays and 2 weekend days, it is likely that self-reports of typical sleep duration more strongly reflect weekday sleep. Thus, it is of interest to investigate the relationship between weekend sleep duration and mortality, as well as the different patterns of sleep duration between weekday and weekend sleep. When the researchers looked at all of the data, findings were consistent with previous conclusions of increased mortality if both weekday and weekend sleep are short, or when both are long. However, they wrote, when weekend sleep is extended after short weekday sleep, no association with mortality is seen. We suggest that this may reflect positive effects of compensatory sleep. Experts have long advised people to get up at the same time each day, even on weekends, as a long-term strategy for getting better sleep each night. The theory is that yo-yoing sleep habits disturb your circadian rhythms. Dr. David Dings was not involved in this sleep study, but he's the chief of the Division of Sleep and Chronobiology at the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine. He told Time magazine, "The real question is whether there is, in fact, a buildup of deficit or biological changes that are gradual over time, even though you get recovery sleep." So while this study is great news for those of us who like to sleep in on days off, many sleep experts say more studies need to be done on this subject. Today's episode is based on the article, "Yes, You Can Catch Up on Your Sleep!" On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Aaliyah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.